So for me, choreography is very much a process of physical thinking. It's very much in mind as well as in body. And it's a collaborative process. It's something that I have to do with other people. You know, it's a distributed cognitive process in a way. I work often with designers and visual artists, obviously dancers and other choreographers, but also more and more with economists, anthropologists, neuroscientists, cognitive scientists, people really who come from very different domains of expertise, where they bring their intelligence to bear on a different kind of creative process. What I thought we would do today a little bit is explore this idea of physical thinking. And we're all experts in physical thinking, yet you all have a body, right? And we all know what that body is like in the real world. So one of the aspects of physical thinking that we think about a lot is this notion of proprioception, the sense of my own body in the space, in the real world. So we all understand what it feels like to know where the ends of your fingers are when you hold out your arms. Yeah, you absolutely know that when you're going to grab a cup or that cup moves and you have to renavigate it. So we're experts in physical thinking already. We just don't think about our bodies very much. We only think about them when they go wrong. So when there's a broken arm or when you have a heart attack, then you become really very aware of your bodies. But how is it that we can start to think about using choreographic thinking, kinesthetic intelligence, to arm the ways in which we think about things more generally?